Rickett and Weaver around 420 and 140. Second number eight, Allude at 180. And third into Billy Turch, $2.60. Racing today at Port Macquarie. The Port Macquarie Cup Prelude is the feature event to take us through the Quarty legs. Kev Casey, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brendan. Yeah, the Cup is in 12 days, Friday week. The Port Macquarie Cup worth $200,000. So it's a race plenty will be aimed at, but we've got some sort of lead up here today, and there'll be a couple that are chances in 12 days as well in the big one.
Race 5 is the first leg of the Quarty. It's a 58 over 1,206 metres. 8 is the Scratching. Baruti is the favourite for Andrew Gibbons and Chris Lees, 215. Divine Grey, 550. Hadiro at $7.50. Out to OK Boss at 12.
Yeah, look, one start, one win for the favourite here, Baruti. Should be able to posse nice and handy from an inside draw. And goes from 1,000 to 1,200. That's the challenge here for this horse. But was expected to do essentially what he did. And he does strike what seems to be a very winnable progression for him. Look, I thought others like 9, Little Miss Nick, and 6, Tanay, at some odds, could perhaps give him some opposition. They'll both be there on speed. And, look, I'd be a bit surprised, but not shocked if they're able to upset him. It's all about what he does, I think. They'll run honestly here. And 5, Divine Grey, who's well in the market here, does have a chance as well, just with what she's been doing at her best. We haven't probably seen that this preparation so far, but it was a forgive run last time, and she's just got a long way back from wide draws. The gate for her today, I think, is crucial. She can get a better run, gives her some chance. So 2.965 for race 5.
Race number 6 is a 58 over 1,506 metres. Scratchings here are 9, 14, 15 and 16. Charmer Baby, $5. Souchong at $5.50. Meyer at 7 with the Premier. Lucky for Some at $7 also. Then out to Neptune's Wink at 8 and Zalame, $11. Wide open second leg here, Kev.
Yeah, there's plenty mentioned there. 3 Souchong's to pick for me. Now, it's all about whether she's taken the fitness and benefit from that return run at Scone, where she hit the front and then peaked. She's drawn wide here, but I think she can get up and over and perhaps sit outside the leader I expect to be Charm Me Baby. So if that occurs, I think she's taken the benefit from that. She's certainly able to build on it. The added distance is right up her alley, 13 to 1,500. I think she's hard to beat here, actually. I know an open race, I did give most of those in single figures some winning chance, but for me, she's a clear pick. I thought Charmy Baby, who's hit form, has a hope of going back to back. Won at Kempsey last time, but leading, crossover and do that again. There's a chance that, Souchong, they're drawn together out wide. They'll come over together. Number 6, Lucky for Some, has got an even wider draw and tends to go forward as well. So there's a bit happening here for the speed. I think just on form has a chance. And 10, Neptune's Wink is fourth in line. 3, 5, 6 and 10 for race 6.
3, 5, 6 and 10, race number 6. Race number 7 is the Port Macquarie Cup Prelude over 1,812 metres. 12 and 14 come out. Coglier, 290. Tom's Knight at 460. Saxton Rock at $5. Delayed response at 10.
Two Coglier is the favourite, and I think rightfully so. He's a horse who's, well, he's getting to the veteran stage now, 7-year-old, having starred 41. He's gone very close to winning the Taree Cup last start, and he placed in that same race last year as well. I would presume he's one that will contest in 12 days' time the Port Macquarie Cup. He is a local. He's going to be in the market there, in particular if he runs up to expectations here, which I expect he does. There's not heaps of speed here. He tends to do his work a little off speed, usually. But I'll probably see him front half today. And certainly he rates. He and the top he rate as the best horses here. For mine, by far. The horse that doesn't, but gets some favours here on speed, is 10, Condover Hall. Now, you wouldn't expect this fellow's going to be in the mix to win the Cup in a fortnight. But he is another local who's racing well at lower levels. He can get up on speed there. I don't think there'll be a lot to pester him. And he's got a good record at home. So he's at some odds here today. It would be an upset, but he might run well and be able to finish top four. Saxon Rock's got the quality as well, obviously, along with Coglier, the highest rated horse in this race. Bring his best, and he's certainly up to his ears in it. And six reposition for me at some odds as well is not the worst. So two ahead of 10-1-6 for race seven.
Race number eight on the programs, a class two over 1,006 metres. 3, 5, 6, 13, 16 come out of the last pace stick. $1.45. Dorset Coast 4.20 at the Lost Light at 14.
Yeah, no knock the fave here, bar the price. It's nice and short there you're diving into now, but fourth in the highway going back to September the 5th. Was in that It's Me highway going back last week, but was scratched from that. From memory, I think he might have been second pick for me in that race. Obviously, this is a big come down from something like that. He'll get the front here. He's drawn to jump and run. And three-kilo claim here for Dylan Gibbons is a big help. Yeah, I'm quibbling about the price, for sure and certain, but is a clear pick. For Dorset Coast has a chance here, I think, to upset the fave. Two runs back have been very sound for something like this. Just runs into a decent horse up top. The claims to 57 could be a threat. They're the two. 7 graded Coconut, 11 grade Excitement. Last start winners both to round out the top four for mine. I reckon those four, 1, 4, 7, 11, the order, they'll settle top four and run top four.
How are we playing the program? Best value, quality and play, please, Kev.
Well, I think the best, I'm going to go, Souchong, I think, is well placed here. I think the outer trip, if she gets over on speed, I think, I know Markets is a very open race, but I like her to run really well. You can go each way if you're a bit cautious. Maybe she's one run short, but look, race six, number three, I'm going to name as the best. Value, earlier in the day, going back to race three, it was, yeah, race three, Ollie Gunner here, number 13, a horse called Solshire. He's just looking for this trip, I think. The way he got home last time, you're getting about $20 about him. Barry Ratcliffe's had a couple of winners, a few winners lately. I think he's the value of the day. Race three, number 13, up against an odds-on horse from Chris Lees in that race. So race three, number 13, the value. Quaddy here, first leg. I'm going to go with a bunch here. 2, 5, 6, and 9 in the first leg into 3, 5, 6, and 10. The third leg, I'm going to give you 1, 2, and 10. And we're home with the two favourites in the last 1 and 4 for the quaddy. So it's 4 by 4 by 3 by 2. And if things fall the right way there, that might be a great result for us.
Certainly might be, Kev. Best of luck today.
Very good. Thanks, Brendan.